Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Bruce?
Yeah, speaking. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bruce. My name is Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. I appreciate that. It is Friday, so that always is better, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we're both alive, both got jobs, so, you know, life could be way worse.
I like you already, man. I love that. Yeah, I was watching this thing the other day. This guy was like, hey, if I give you $1 million, you would take it, right? And he goes, yeah, of course. And he goes, okay, so let's change it to $10 million, but you can't wake up tomorrow. Would you take it? And he's like, well, of course not. And he's like, okay. So if you're saying waking up tomorrow is more important than $10 million, then why don't you feel like that every morning you wake up? And the guy was just like, huh?
Because
we can always have excuses or reasons why it's, but you just got to be glad you woke up. You're breathing, you know, you're alive. Exactly like you said, man. I love it.
Yeah, every morning.
Exactly.
Because I mean, it could always be worse.
Exactly, right. You got to just look at the positive. It changes your whole outlook on life, you know. In any situation,
I mean,
just try to see the positive. Right. Just like negativity does the same in itself. Exactly. You got it, man. Love it. Now, this just came across my desk, so let me just confirm here. For service area, you guys going about 50 miles, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
50
great.
Radius, yeah.
For the radius, right. And then you guys are working on a website or need one, right? You haven't built one yet?
I have a website that I've been personally drag and drop. So I got a little bit of background on this. I paid
okay,
a company a few years ago, a few thousand dollars, quite a few thousand dollars actually, to do professional branding, build me a web page, and link a bunch of social media accounts together, continue to post and market through them, and then SEO.
Right.
They ghosted me for about a year. The web page went dormant for a wee bit. After a little bit of work, I was able to get the back-end files. I then changed the domain name because I couldn't get a hold of the domain that I'd originally purchased through them. So I went on, got a hold of GoDaddy. I purchased the domain for a year or two, got it hosted through them, and then did a little bit of digging on how to play through the different apps and stuff on WordPress and started putting my own stuff together. I went into the – I'd originally actually really tried to – upload all of the SQL database files and everything from the old web page and realized that I had to, that they were pointing to the wrong web page, the previous domain.
Oh,
so I went inside of them and changed all of those to reflect my new one. And I still couldn't get everything going how I wanted it to pull up the old stuff. So I scrapped that and then started building with some of the photos that were inside of the old files and all that other stuff right there. And then some of my other work that I've been doing as I went along. And then I just started tossing it together on the hosted website, which I'm not done. I just haven't had much time to tinker with lately. And then I used one of the Yoast SEO little helpers on there to tell me about my verbiage usually. And I use it to tell me what needs to be changed. And I attempt to update the wording appropriately so that it has a better score or whatever through their little dots and colors.
Right. Okay, gotcha. Well, sorry to hear that about that company, man.
I have a little bit of understanding of what I'm messing with there, but not fully. It's just I like to think of myself as intelligent enough to figure out anything. You know, it's not rocket science. And if it was rocket science, if you give me a few months to study what I got to study, I'll put that rocket where it needs to be.
Exactly. You just got to focus and put your – we like mine to it, really. That's about it. Just like with anything.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the way you got to think, too. So, love it. Again, sorry to hear about that company. Is that like AdIQ or Townsquare, or was it some like fly-by-night company? Do you remember the name?
I don't know if it was a fly-by-night. They were called Logo Design Flex. And they were, I guess, based – I don't really know, man. I got calls from Puerto Rico, calls from New York and California, different people that I was dealing with throughout, you know, I mean, they were just subbing stuff out to other people, and it was
right.
And then they ghosted
for sure.
Me. And somehow or another, they like,
that, yeah.
halfway through the build, they tried to explain to me that there was some type of scandal in with the guys that I was dealing with. And I was really impressed with the first build of my webpage, and we had it live. I had access to the back end. I could upload things. I could make changes. I knew how to do what I was doing, and it was all cool. And then midway through, they swapped things up on me, and we're going to give you a whole new build and reset the filter or reset from there and yada, yada, yada. Hmm. It became a nightmare.
Like,
they're like, that's
right. Sounds like it.
I'm like, well, this is crazy.
Yeah,
I
this
enjoyed
is
working
too much already.
Yeah.
Right. You got to draw the line somewhere for sure. That's, yeah, that's crazy, man. Sorry to hear that. Well, when it comes to us, so you may be able to also include the site too. If you want, it'd be like a state-of-the-art site, Google template, you know, like we have a tech team. They've made some great strides with the sites, and you'd be able to be a part of the customization and everything. So, if you want, I can look into that for sure. But other than that, so we are a full service marketing company. So you wouldn't just get your first page listing on Google. Of course, that's the best part, because I mean, that's where 90% of your calls are going to come from. That's where 9 out of 10 people search. Statistically, Google is found. And I mean, that's where we search too. I'm sure it's the same for you, right?
Yeah.
That's why they program it in our dang phone before we even open the thing. So yeah, it's just where people search nowadays. So always a good place to be. But other than that, you're also going to get over 60 different directory listings. Just to name a couple here, like, Yelp, Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, you know, all the directories. So basically any place you could possibly be searched. You're going to have sponsored ads from Facebook, we also have voice activated searches like the Alexa, and this exposure covers, you know, all devices. So anyone anywhere searching pretty much anywhere you can think of, well, they'll find you on that top recommended search there on that local map section. As long as they use your keywords within your area, boom, you're one of those top recommended. Now as for the pricing, I sent you over a text here. It has a link to our website. Let me know if that came through.
Just came in. I heard the ding
Okay, nice. The heading will say, take control of your online presence. Now, as for the pricing, with that credit that Lulu applied, it does considerably help. So you're looking at just $249, and that covers everything that we're going over. That's month-to-month, no contracts. I can also see about the site, usually an extra charge, but just got to see about that one sec here. But other than that, we've been in business 18 years. We have 10,000 plus clients currently in the U.S. and a 4.9 satisfaction rating with the clientele. I would attribute that mostly to our tech team. They've been working on the secret sauce, so to speak, for quite some time. And then also we have a longstanding relationship with Google. Right below that, actually, you'll see where it says Google Ads Partner. That logo there will actually take you to their website. You'll see our accreditation with them, our spending and all that. And then the bottom, that's the pricing that we're talking about here. So we're talking about the platinum package. $599 with the $299 setup fee is now $249, and then they waive the setup fee for the programming. So the initial investment is $249. Like I said, that's month to month. That will get grandfathered in. Will not change for the duration of time that you're with us. And no matter how many leads you get, how much success you have, that is always $249. So, I mean, as of now, do you have any questions about how any of it works or anything like that?
So I would go on my WordPress, create a user profile for somebody to have access to the webpage. And then I would find whoever needs access to make them an administrator of my Facebook, Twitter. Well, I guess it only says Facebook, so I guess it doesn't cover the rest of them. But I think
right.
I've got my
there is
Facebook
another one we have. But yeah, Facebook has it has the best conversion rates. I like to add the Facebook. So yeah, you would just make them an administrator. That way they can run the sponsored ads. As for the website, they wouldn't work on your site. Because, I mean, they mostly only work on like the ones that they create. But like I said, if you want, I can have them build a new site for you. If not, they will run analytics and traffic on your site. I just think the only thing they don't do is editing. They can't assist. I think
don't you need access to the front end or the back end programming for SEO content creation?
Exactly. So there would be some access. Exactly. They just wouldn't do editing. That's the only thing they wouldn't do. But as for everything else, they'd run that for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I've basically figured out simply most of what I need to know how to edit on there. I mean, what I've been using is pretty simple. You know.
Yeah, WordPress isn't too bad. No, it's good. Yeah, definitely.
So,
and I think that's the one they actually use too. So. They should be able to
typically user friendly. That's what the ideal is.
Yeah, that's the phrase I was thinking. Yeah, it's definitely user friendly. Yeah, a lot of my friends who have done it use WordPress too. It's very user friendly. And let's see here. So, I mean, yeah. So, is that something you might be interested in giving at least a try, or what do you think so far?
Yeah, I'd give it a try.
Okay. Great. So let's see here. First thing we're going to do, we'd verify your Google Business profile. So they just send a postcard in the mail to verify the address. Now, you don't have to post your address online, of course, unless it's like a brick and mortar or, you know, some kind of office.
Yeah, I don't want it.
So, yeah, we definitely will not do that. Most people opt out, of course. So we don't want any crazies going to your house or anything. So what's a good address for the verification, though?
110. Dartmouth, Dartmouth, 80911, Street.
Dartmouth Street.
Yep, okay. 80911.
80911, Colorado Springs. There it is. Okay, and then once we get everything wrapped up here, I'm going to send you an invoice with everything in writing. What would be a good email for that?
info@landemiclandscaping.com.
Landemiclandscaping.com. I like the name, by the way. The Landemic. It's clever.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. I like it.
We started during the pandemic. And it seemed
right.
Like
I figured. That's what I was going to say. I figured that's what it came from. And props starting a company during that time, too. I mean, no small feat, man, really.
Oh, my wife hated it. Because
I can imagine.
I left my job as an operations manager for another landscaping company. And I was getting pissed because I was working on January the 1st. And the boss was being a bitch.
Yeah.
He was being a straight asshole. And I told him to leave me alone. I'm going to finish this job today, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to take a few days off. He kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And
how
I was in the back
of
the truck talking to my wife, and he called one of my employees and had him bring me the phone. So I immediately quit right after that job. I finished it because we're in a right-to-work state. I finished that job, and I left. I never clocked back in, not once. And I took her paychecks, and I started buying the things I needed to start for myself.
That's
employees came to
admirable.
Work for me.
Really? See, you stand up for yourself – and, like, the right thing, people will always follow, you know what I mean? Because it's inspirational. Like, they feel like, oh, I want to be a part of that. You know, like, I wish I did that. Really good, man.
Well,
like, admirable. For sure. Yeah, and she made some notes here about you were hiring some kids, too, right? Like, out of high school.
Amazing. Yeah, sure, I teach them how to do the high-end jobs because we don't do any maintenance. I just design and install, like gas, fire pits, fireplaces, outdoor kitchens, waterfalls. And I teach them high-end things that they can better themselves.
Right. And then they make a good wage. They're learning something. Right.
Each one of them to, hey, look, you need to at least put, you know, what my company matches. You need to at least donate that much every week to your fucking 401k, to your retirement.
Right. And then age, imagine, like, by the time that they get to our age, they're set. That's cool, man.
Oh,
really love that. Not a lot of people have the same mindset, you know? But
I mean,
nowadays, people like that shine even more.
If you're going to step on everybody, you only got so many heads to step on, you're only going to get so high.
But if
right?
you lift everybody up,
and then
they hold you up.
See, there you go. Exactly. That's how you got to look at it, because you put them in that place, and then it puts you in an even higher place because you're just doing the right thing, so then that karma comes back to you.
Yeah.
Energy you put out, you get back. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Oh, and then I didn't ask, what was your last name, Bruce?
1 second.
Yep.
I'm eating in between conversations. I mean, in between words.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Orencia. O-R-E-N-C-I-A.
Orencia. Okay, I like that. What nationality is that?
Filipino.
Nice. Mine, it's Sahak Bedrosian. It's like, it's Armenian, like really old Armenian name. My dad was Sicilian Armenian, and then my mom was Swedish Norwegian. So I'm kind of like both sides. It's interesting.
Yeah, I am too. My grandfather was from straight up in the Philippines, and my grandmother was
nice.
Strange combination of Blackfoot, American Indian, and Northern Italian. Like, she was from, not Sicily, but, what the fuck? Milan, I think, where they're all like blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one, I think.
They passed down
mix,
in Lake Como, I think, like 10 years ago. That's where they decided to lay themselves to rest, was in Lake Como.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. Was that a while ago?
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
Okay, yeah, long time. Nice. Yeah, I love, like, hearing about rich, like, nationality, like, mixes and families, you know? Like, it's always interesting to me.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Oh, so as for your Google business profile, how would you like that to appear? Like, you want a 9 to 5 hours, or how would you like that?
We typically start at about 7:30. And most of the time during our season, we're open until 8, 9 o'clock. I mean, my guys work 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Okay. Yeah. So that would be mostly for calls. So if you're cool with calls up until 8, 9, yeah, I'll put it for 9 PM.
7:30 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay. 8 to 5. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Just cause that's, you know, people, they see that, they're going to be like, okay, I'll give them a call, but I wouldn't want that to happen if that's not, you know,
yeah,
how you like
thinking
it to be.
About that. Like, I might be sitting down at dinner or something like
that.
Well,
that's what I mean.
Right.
And then, like, people are calling. Exactly. Right. That's why I mentioned that, because I'm like, I don't want to put you in that situation.
Through Saturday, though, for phone calls.
Okay. Monday through Saturday. Just got to have Sunday off for sure. Got to have at least that Sunday for sure.
Yeah, it's family day.
Right. Yeah, same here. So for cities that are served, I'm looking at your home advisor listing. There's quite a bit here. We can have up to 12. Now, of course, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lone Tree, but I would like to just get your top 12, you know, the ones you have the most success in. If you don't have them all now, no worries. There'll be an interview with our tech where you'll actually, you know, double check and input all this online. So if you have it ready by then, you're all good. Just give me the ones you do have now, though.
Colorado Springs, of course.
Right.
Pueblo West, Cripple Creek,
West.
Divide,
you said?
Yep, Divide, Denver, Boulder, and Aurora.
Denver,
I don't know how many that is.
Boulder and Aurora.
Yep.
Let's see.
We can probably
we got one, two, three, four.
We could probably call it Centennial.
Yeah, you got about
well,
six more.
That's in the same here. All right, so we got Centennial, Castle Rock, Monument.
Castle Rock.
Monument.
Black Forest, Parker. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 12. All right, perfect. And like I said, if there's any you want to switch out at the time, because he's going to go over those with you again, no problem. He'll be inputting it. Since we're on the subject, when would you want to speak with the tech to get everything started? You could do it later today if you want, or like it'd be Monday morning. I think later today would be good. The sooner the better if you're open.
That's fine for me.
Okay, sure. What's a good time for you?
Well, I'm pretty open the rest of the day.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. So I'll just put it in. We'll probably be done here in about 10 minutes, so I can put it at the top of the hour for like, or no, since they're about to go to lunch maybe. Put you at like the next hour, so here at
I mean,
like...
if it's all conversation and just talking, I don't have to look at nothing. I don't have to, you know, input nothing.
Yeah, it's just like this. Just like we're doing.
So whenever, that's perfect because, yeah, I mean, I'm going to be driving a few rounds throughout the evening, but I'm not really doing anything.
Oh, okay.
My main plan is to sit here and play Hogwarts Legacy for the next hour or two.
Nice, dude. I'm probably going to do that on my my break, too. I got the Switch for my kid, so I play mm-hmm. that sometimes. Yep. And then did you want to integrate, like, PayPal into the payments, or do you want to just do a typical forms of payment?
I have a QR code that you could put in there if you wish. If y'all want to do it like that,
Talking
about to pay y'all.
No. This is for your clients. Like if your clients want to pay you with PayPal.
Yeah, I got PayLinks. I take cash, check, card on site. But I usually most of my money comes from online PayLinks. I send them a PayLink in their invoice, and they typically send me my money through that.
Oh, okay, cool. So I'll put yes, and then you can go over it with the tech, like, you know, all the ones you want to integrate.
I mean, I don't use PayPal.
You don't?
Don't have anything set up through them. You know what I mean? But
oh, okay. No worries. We can leave it out. And then, let's see here. For Facebook, you guys already have a business page set up?
Yep.
Looking for it right now. Okay, cool. Yep, found it. There it is. All right, and then for... keywords that you want to show up for, you can have up to 15. Just all the ones you have now, unless you have them all, I can go with the ones you have on your, let's see here, for the Home Advisor listing or Angie's, I guess, since they bought it. It's just list landscaping, but I'm guessing you offer quite a few services, so you can have up to 15.
Yeah, I offer a bunch of services.
Yeah.
I mean, I have some. I know some of the keywords that I need to use.
And the tech team recommend some too, but yeah, give me the ones you have now for sure.
All right. I know I got hardscapes, waterfalls, outdoor living spaces, landscape designer. I think that's one. Design. We do design. Maybe not designer, but design.
Right, landscape design, right?
Yeah. Shit. Excuse me. Indigestion.
No, no worries. I know that feeling.
What
all good.
What else is it? And I got a brain fart just then, too.
that's a dangerous combination.
Let's see. Yeah, there's retaining walls.
Retaining
ponds.
Walls. Ponds.
Outdoor kitchen. And I don't know where we're at on that. It seems like about 7 or 8, I think.
I think we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 11.
Okay.
But if you don't have them all now, like I said, just have them ready for the tech here in about an hour or two. And then just get them ready for that call. You're good to go. So that should do it.
Landscaping, that'll fill one.
Yep.
Landscaping.
Mm-hmm. Got landscaping, yep.
Patios.
Patio, let me see if I got that. Nope, okay, here we go. Patio.
And then gas, fire pits, or fireplaces. Or both, whichever.
Gas, fire pit. Gas, fireplace. Okay, nice. So that should be 15 then. Okay, and then here we go, 421. There we go. And then we'll put it for 2. Okay, then let's see here. Next, we'll go over billing, and that address will be the same for billing, the 110 Dartmouth.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then that's a Visa or a MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4259-0740-0556-4674.
Just to confirm, 4259-0740-0556-4674.
Correct.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0427.
427, and then the code on the back?
806.
806. All right, we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way the calls are secure. You know it's us when we're calling. Three options, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City born in, Richmond.
Richmond. Okay. Got it. Now I'll just set up your account here. Just takes a second. There it is. Okay. Takes a second to warm up here. There we go. Okay. Oh, in that game you said you were playing, what system is that on? Is that PlayStation or Xbox or?
Yeah, PlayStation 5. But I messed 5. Around. I've been wanting to get the game. So last night I was like, man, that's $70 for the game. Or, man, I can buy it for $80 and my kids can play it on their PlayStation 4 too. So I bought the 4 and 5 Deluxe Bundle.
Oh, nice.
That's
it came with both.
So, yeah, digital, though. I bought them digital. So they could download
right,
it to
that's
their PlayStation, and I could download it to mine. Mm-hmm. But what I do is my PlayStation 4 that I had, you know, years ago, I gave it to my
right.
younger brat. They left my account on there, made it the primary, so, and I gave them a 4-terabyte hard drive, and I just bought a whole bunch of games.
Oh, there you go.
They got everything that they want. Then, you know,
that's
and then somewhere along the line, I got a VR for my birthday for it, so later on I handed that down to them, you know. Eventually, you know, that was another present for them. And then I bought a 5, so now I've actually found one today that I'm going to go buy for my 26-year-old. He'll be 26 next month. I'm going to buy one
nice.
For him today for his birthday next month. You know, he's my main guy. He works for me. I've been teaching him over the years, and now he's running the crew, and they actually kicked me off
there
of the job site this year. They're like, look, I got
this.
You sell jobs, we do it. I'm like, cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a step in the right direction, right? You're loving that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's way less labor. I still do things like our decks and our waterfalls. Any of our, like, super custom stuff.
Specialties.
He's not comfortable.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Right. But yeah, to take over, you already know he's going in the right direction. He'll be probably doing that stuff sooner or later, right?
Yes. Well, the idea is, and we've already talked about it, I have 5 sons. So each one of them gets a 15% chop of the company at a certain point when they show me that they can do everything that I do with the company.
Right.
And with
nice.
Me doing it, you know, so at that point, it's somewhere along the line. 1 minute.
No worries.
Let me see what my dog's going off about. What, man? Is there a squirrel out there bothering you? Ain't nobody ring the doorbell. Ain't nobody walking around. The squirrel, he's going to get you. He's going to get you. You need out. Here. Go, man. Look at that squirrel.
Show that squirrel who's boss.
Let's go. You done? Y'all done with y'all howling? Go out there and just get all the dogs in the neighborhood barking for no reason.
So then all the, right? Exactly. That's cool about your sons, man. I just had my, my first son. He's 10 months old, going on 11 now.
Nice. Boys are fun.
Right.
They're a nightmare at the same time, but they're not near as
right.
bad as little girls in the fact that they
heard that
kind of wrap you around their fingers. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
then, I mean, in reality, with little boys, you only got to worry about one little thing. You know what I mean? Whereas with little girls, you got to worry about all of them.
Right. You got every problem. Yeah, exactly. That's why I was relieved in two ways. Like, one, of course, because I've heard girls are more to handle with. And two, like, bringing on the legacy, you know, of like what I do and him following in the footsteps and all that. Like, I love that story, you know, just the prodigal son. Love that.
Yeah. I mean, in time, all five of my boys will own about a total, well, they'll own a total of 75% of the company. Somewhere along the line, they get the right, I mean, they get the voting power with their 15% ownership. You know what I mean?
Right.
They'll be able to outvote me when they get to a point where they feel like something needs to be done. You know what I mean? And I don't agree with it, you know. Eventually,
right.
They'll be able to outvote me, and I just take
exactly.
My, you know, my retirement check in the end is 25%. I just want, you know,
right.
as much, you know, of the yearly profit. I don't even want it out of the revenue. I want it out of the profit.
Exactly. So then you just relax and let them take it from there, basically.
Yeah. Knowing that I taught them well.
Your hobbies or play video games, whatever you want to do. Totally up to you.
All right. So, where?
Okay. So, let's see here. Next thing we're going to do here, so the payment's going to process now. This will also send you your invoice. So you'll see that come through on your online banking, as well as a text and email with the invoice. That'll be the next step. That should come here just a few seconds. That just processed. It's waiting on it. Now, so let me know when you see. I think you'll see the text first, then the email. Let me know what you see. Let's refresh here and make sure.
Well, I've heard it ding. It's there. I am, shit, man. I don't know what the number is.
Okay.
0144. Okay.
So it'll have like a link in the email and in the text that takes you into the invoice. Go ahead, take a look at that, and then let me know when you get to the bottom. That's where you would e-sign, and then that sets you up. Then it should take you to our website where it asks for your username and login.
Local Splash dashboard.
Yep, I believe I think it should say, below is your invoice. Click here, and it'll be like a blue link.
Oh, yeah, I got you. That's the text one. The email was different.
Oh, the email. Okay, so yeah, you get two emails. You get your welcome invoice, or your welcome email, and then the invoice. So, yeah, go with the text, because that I think it just has a straight link. That'll take you straight there.
Certified.
And go ahead and take a look at everything. Let me know if you got questions. But, yeah, once you get to the bottom there,
right.
You just click on the square. It says I'm the authorized user. Type your name there.
Yeah,
then hit enter.
Well, I'm already past all that. username and password.
Perfect. So, yeah, you're set up now. Now there's just one other step. It's the voice verification to go along with the invoice, because we do have you on that the discounted rate, you know, for the $249, and also it's an added form of protection for you. So if you have any questions or need me to review anything as I go through it, let me know. It's very straightforward, but, you know, just in case. So I'm going to start now here. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as the added form of protection for you. So first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Landemic Landscaping.
All right. Now, please state your name and the title within the business.
Bruce Orencia, owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we set up that security question for you, because when we call, we will make sure to use that so you'll know it's us. And other callers that do not, you can disregard those and you can avoid those. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, there's two ways we can do this. I can text you the number that the tech will call from and your go-to line, or you can just take it down now if you have something to write with. I can text
it.
Just
text it. That'd
unless,
be a lot easier.
Yeah, I can just text it once we get off the call. Not a problem. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Basically, if you do any other online marketing, let the tech know. That way there's no dueling efforts or something that might, you know, interfere with it. That's all.
Okay, because I do market through, occasionally through Instagram, Twitter, and all that good stuff. I be on Facebook posting myself sometimes.
Yeah, no,
and
all
also
good.
Angie Lee's as well. So, I mean, that's kind of marketing too, right?
Right, yeah, and I noted most of that. So just let the tech know when you do talk to him, and then that way he knows and he'll know, like, it won't interfere with anything. It's more just for him. Now, the payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, April 21st, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st or 30 days from today in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I'll text you, the 877 number, to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now I'm just going to set up your interview with the tech. It'll come through email like a Google Calendar invite, and then you are on your way. So let's see here. 1, 2, 2 o'clock. We have 2, 3, or 4. What's going to be better for you?
I guess 2.
2? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Perfect. So I'm sending that over now. Just got to make sure we get
that done.
Yeah. And that will come through here in just a sec. I'm about to send it your way. /. There it is. Okay. Then the email. info@landemic. You will see that come through right. Make sure I add the tech. Always important. All right. Yep, you'll see that come through right now. And then go ahead and just hit yes on the calendar invite. That locks you in with the tech. He'll do the same, and they'll give you a call within 30 minutes of that 2 o'clock time. So other than that,
okay,
you're good to go.
Second.
Let me know if you see that.
All right. RSVP, yes, done.
Perfect. All right. So it was great talking with you, Bruce. Welcome to the team. They will call you within 30 minutes of that 2 o'clock time and get you set up, okay?
All right. Cool beans.
All right, man. You have a good one. Enjoy that game.
You as well. Later.
Yep. All right. Later.